This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half to the hour. This is the DJV program. D represented by me, Doug. J represented by Jennifer and Jay. And D by Victoria, Victoria Keelan. With a focus here as we begin this hour, talking about children, your relationship as a parent with your children, your relationship if you're a grandparent, your relationship if you're a teacher, your relationship if you are a mentor, the sorts of things that are going on, the debate over whether youngsters ought to have smartphones or not. I certainly don't think they ought to have them until they're old enough to understand how what sort of power they have in their hands. They're also, in terms of children, I noticed that there's a law that was passed last week in Georgia that makes recess mandatory for children in elementary school. Now, when, I guess, this isn't, I guess I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, recess isn't a thing for all elementary schools? Unstructured playtime, according to a study that's out, has been proven to help children academically. And you can understand that. Exercise is good, running around, playing, gets the blood flowing, blood in your brain. It's also good social stuff for the youngsters. You know, the younger you get attached to these devices, the more of a zombie you become. You see it all the time. So what sort of things, as we move forward, we talk and worry every day and concern ourselves and talk about the throes of the world that we're in. I was talking about this earlier. I don't recognize the world. I don't recognize the world that I grew up in. I just don't. Now, maybe that's just one old-timer. I can remember hearing the same sort of thing from my father. But the reality is that so much has changed. And then you look at where we are today, where we were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, in the 80s when this stuff didn't exist. And then you think, okay, so how much more of this stuff can be developed? Where will we be in 20 years, 30 years in terms of technology? And how does that affect academics? Is this simple, this law in Georgia? It simply says that elementary students will be required to have unstructured break time every day for a half an hour. Didn't we all have recess? I had recess twice a day.
We did, and it's not just about that. It's a lot of times recess is withheld as a punishment. The kid can't sit still.
Oh,
they're not paying
God.
Attention in the classroom, so then they're forced to skip recess. So you're punishing a child for not being able to sit still, and then when they are able to go get that energy out, now you're saying, no, you can't go do that.
Ignorance. That's complete.
So it's also saying kids cannot be punished by being having recess withheld,
posted this on the DJV show website. People can see the story there. I think that it's so simple to understand. Anybody who's got parents who's paying attention knows what kind of energy they have. I look at my
grandson. Should be the punishment, I guess. I mean, because that was always kind of the go-to, right? You had not necessarily withholding recess or a lunch period, but it was always stay after school for detention, and that was always like meant to be the deterrent. I mean, just for a conversation, what does work?
Well, but also maybe rewire our brains of what punishment is. Why would we, quote-unquote, punish a child for acting their age? Say, first graders, they're having a harder time following instructions or following
what
directions.
What did your parents, and, okay, what did your parents do?
Well, I think there's a difference, though, between bad kids.
Some kids act out. But also, that's the other thing. Not all kids are bad. Sometimes they're just misunderstood or that they have food insecurities at their home. Think of adults who get hungry and they act out, and we expect kids to behave better?
So what did your parents do? Let's go around the room here. We're in a virtual room, Victoria. Well, let's start with Jay. She was talking about it, and you're with your parents this week. So what did your parents do when you did not behave? Because there always, there's got to be a time when we all of us, we're not perfect.
Well, there were no empty threats in our household.
If you don't do it.
Yeah, if we were out in public we were acting up or whatever, my mom, as she said, if you don't stop doing this right now, we're going to leave. And if we didn't stop, we left. There were times that we left grocery carts full of our groceries in the middle of the aisle because I maybe was too young and I had a temper tantrum
maybe?
Or something. Yeah, so there were no empty threats. We knew if we were told something, our parents meant business. We couldn't push boundaries.
Right. All right. Victoria, what about you and your boundaries when you were a youngster? What did Fancy Nancy, your dad, do with you, your brother? What was going on when you did? Because I'm sure you were perfect in every way, but on the rare occasion that you did do something that... that got you off the reservation, how was it handled?
We got sent to our rooms, you know. I mean, it wasn't, like, we weren't allowed to have TV. We didn't have TVs in our rooms. And so, getting banished to our room was not as fun as it is for kids today when they have, you know, an Xbox and TV and a laptop and everything else. So, yeah, I mean, going to your room was kind of, like, super boring, and that was, I guess, that was probably the biggest punishment that we had. I mean, my brother and I were actually really well-behaved in public. Like, we were the kids that, you know, if we went to a restaurant, we would be there. We were around a lot of adults in our childhood, and so we were just used to sitting at a dinner table, and there were no tablets back then, so we had to sit and either just talk to each other or make conversation with adults. So, I mean, it wasn't a typical childhood in terms of, like, you know, I mean, we were probably around more adults than kids for stretches of it, but, yeah, I don't know. It just wouldn't be tolerated, I guess, if we were acting bratty in public.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jennifer? Bad girl.
I don't remember. What was that?
You're a bad girl. What'd you do?
I was trying to think back. Like, the idea that I could disappoint my parents was enough for me not to try to do things that would disappoint them. I mean, yeah, in public, I was an only child, so I was always around adults. I always had to figure out how to have conversation and be well-behaved, so I don't remember there ever being a time where we had to, like, leave a place. But, and it was just expected, you know, it was not, I mean, you just had to kind of give me a look like, you know, what's going on. I think and I'd be mortified if I got in trouble. I remember one time I was, like, hiding under a rack of clothes in a store with my mom and grandma because I was bored, and the lady came over and said, don't do that, and I was, like, dead inside. Like, I just wanted to die. So, and I still remember that shame and embarrassment. So I just never, I mean, talk about a life dictated by shame and embarrassment, right? You just don't do anything that's going to get you that position. Like, I guess sometimes, like, I don't know, I wouldn't take medicine once. My dad did smack my bottom one time because I didn't want to take medicine. But I don't really even remember being sent to my room all that often.
Well,
I feel like we all now have a healthy fear of authority because of our upbringings.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I don't have a fear of authority, but, I mean, I respect authority in, you know, to a certain degree, but I wasn't really, that was not a message I took away from
I don't respect authority just for authority's sake. I didn't teach my children that.
That's
I
very
don't do
millennial
myself.
Of you, Doug. I know.
Really? As a kid growing up, I had many friends that were police officers who were my age, but I just think that there are so many rules just because there are rules, and I thought that when I was teaching school, and when I was a parent.
So you don't think kids should automatically respect their teachers or law enforcement?
No. Nope, don't.
That's really strange.
You earn the respect, and I grew up in a
Yeah, but there are people in places, I understand that you earn respect, but there are places of authority that you have to recognize.
Look,
you guys know how I feel about Joe Biden, but if he invited me to the White House, I would be polite to him, and I would show respect because he's the President of the United States.
Yeah. I know, I'm not saying that. You know, when I met, it's not really about that, Jennifer. It's about questioning authority for authority's sake. Look at all the trouble that we're in now in terms of authority. Authority leads us into wars.
The questioning authority. So I think there's a difference. Because you question authority when authority loses your faith. And I think that's appropriate because people should be critical thinkers. But I think at the beginning, I don't know, I think that there should be some level of just respect for people that are in positions of power over you, whether that's a teacher or a police officer.
To you, respect me because I am a police officer, and then the police officer kills somebody by putting his neck on his knee on your neck.
Right, and then you question authority, right? But, like, if you don't know that every police officer is a murderer,
I wouldn't say that with a blanket. Don't misunderstand. I'm not saying it with a blanket. Oh, I don't trust the police. I just don't. Authority is different than the police and teachers and stuff. Each one of them has their own distinct job. I just think that rules are put in place oftentimes, supposedly, like the speed limit, okay? Why do we have a 75-mile-an-hour speed limit in New Mexico and an 85-mile-an-hour speed limit in Arizona? Roads are exactly the same. Conditions are exactly the same. Well, for the purposes of this conversation, mostly. I've driven across those states dozens of times. And the only reason, and 65 or 55 or whatever it is, in some circumstances, it's a safety thing. But more often than not, it's a speed trap, a way for you to get stopped by some, quote-unquote, authority. See, I have no respect. Police officers who go out there with a radar gun and stop people and write them up tickets, there's nothing about that that is anything other than a way to tax you, to raise more money. That's what it is. And I don't think that they deserve.
Unless your kids I wish they weren't doing that.
You see, that's what spoils it. They ought not to be doing that. They should be out helping people or getting the bad guys or whatever it is, not standing there with a gun to grab your dollar.
Did you get a speeding ticket recently?
Yeah, what is going on with you? Like, I feel like you're going to teach Miles that, like, when he's playing soccer, he should kick the referee in the shin, and when a police officer walks by, then he should extend the middle finger. I mean, come on. Well, that's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. I mean, people...
No, I'm going to stick with the speeding. It sounds like he got a speeding ticket.
No, I didn't get a speeding ticket. No, I haven't.
Did someone pull you over?
Nope. I haven't been pulled over for a long time.
Because you're very specific about the cops with the radar guns, which apparently happens everywhere except California.
Yeah, no, you can drive at any speed you want in California.
That is not true. Oh, my gosh.
If you're a black guy in a red car, they'll stop you. But other than that.
I've gotten pulled over many times for making when I was a young kid for making weird turns. People get pulled over all the time. That's an unfair statement. But some people who have lost their kid to a car accident may like that those people are stopping people from speeding and driving like idiots.
I'm just thinking that there's a job there for somebody else, not somebody who should be using his skills or her skills to help people. Well, listen, nobody said I wasn't strange. 18 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest. sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave Marin, Rivière de Guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
If you have a small business, let Staples be your shipping partner.
I'm generating orders 24/7. I don't have time to ship them too.
Staples has it covered.
A one-stop shipping solution for a business that works nonstop.
Padded mailers in every size and color?
Staples has your shipping covered with packing and shipping supplies and services. Now get 15% off UPS Ground and 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/services/shipping for details.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going on 23 after the hour. Okay, so this is from the creepy crawly department, I guess, much anything else. Jay is following Jay Kirshner here with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen. Mark Antony, who had been married to Jennifer Lopez, right? Wasn't he married?
Yes.
Jennifer Lopez. How old were the two of them when they were married? Do you recall, Jay?
It was right after Ben and Jen broke up the first time. It's like 6 months later she married Mark Antony.
They're about the same age, though. I mean, aren't she in her early 50s?
Yeah, Mark Antony and J-Lo, yeah.
They're pretty close in age. Okay. Closer than this.
They were married a long time, actually. Weren't they married like 14 years?
They were married
or something?
A good amount.
Right?
Yeah.
Or maybe not 14, but 10. They've got two kids together.
Closer than this is Jay's way and my, perhaps, of raising an eyebrow. Mr. Antony is now engaged to a model whose name is Nadia Ferreira. And how old might she be?
The former Miss Paraguay is 23 years young, and he is 53 years young.
Okay.
He's got a thing for pageant chicks. He is like, I mean, he married the Miss Universe, Dayanara Torres, I think, and then he left her for J-Lo. And then after J-Lo, there was somebody else who was also like a Miss Puerto Rico or a Miss, like, I mean, he's got all these, I mean, some of the most beautiful women in the world have been married to Mark Antony.
And he's not really.
I don't get it at all. But, I mean, I guess he's got that BDE. I don't know, but it's, something's going on there.
All right, so what's the story with this lady, Nadia Ferreira? What's her claim to fame other than being Miss whatever? What's her name?
What, Miss Paraguay?
Miss Paraguay, yeah. That's a
model, Miss Paraguay.
How do people
really
like
sure
this
what
meet?
Else she's up to.
Ever wonder whether...
They're agents. They're like, it's like shopping. It's like mail order. You look through a catalog, you're
really?
Like, I'd like to meet her. And then
seriously?
You go to your agent.
You
hear,
you
hear
Mark's
yeah.
page. I mean,
yeah.
clearly Mark Anthony just watches pageants and then just picks out
does.
His new bride.
Doesn't he perform at a lot of them?
I
feel I
think
like
he does, probably
a lot
for
of times
this reason.
Of performers.
Clearly he's
think,
judged, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think this girl, they haven't been together that long, right? Haven't they only...
No. Like,
right? This
it,
is a
three
new
months?
Relationship?
Three months.
Oh, God.
3 months. Nearly 3 months after they debuted their romance, we should say. So how long were they dating before the world knew about it?
Mm.
Who knows? Not,
you know what
probably not either, long.
Fred Ward was one of the most interesting character actors. He passed away over the week. He was only 79. He had... he just...
King of the Segway, Doug Steffen.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, what? What do you mean?
We're in the middle of talking about Mark Anthony, and then you just went and shifted
done.
To a,
done
a dead
with
guy.
That? Well, how much more are you going to say about Mark Anthony and the...
All right,
the,
well, we know you're done with it, so go ahead. Who is Fred Ward?
You don't know who Fred Ward is? No. Really?
He was a great actor.
I did not know his name, but when I saw his face, he was Reese Witherspoon's dad in Sweet Home Alabama. So that's how I know him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He was in a lot of movies, lots and lots of... He was a weird cat, had a funny sense of humor, and you could tell that wry look on his face. But he was Mr. Everyman. Would you say that made... Would you, when you look at him, and even his name, Fred Ward. All right, so he had that Everyman look, and he played those Everyman roles, and he was just a good character actor. Kevin Bacon liked him a lot. He was in Tremors with him.
Yeah, Naked Gun 33 and a third. Oh, loved him in that. He was the bad guy in it.
Yeah, he could be a good bad guy, too. All right, Fred Ward passing away at the age of 79.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of NATO says Ukraine has the ability to win the war against Russia. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg telling NATO members Sunday that Russia's invasion launched in February is not going as planned. This as a bipartisan $40 billion Ukraine package is stalled in the Senate after Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul blocked the effort to pass it via unanimous consent. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, however, says the objection won't impede the bill's passage.
I expect the United States Senate to finally approve the bipartisan package of $40 billion this week.
President Biden will be awarding Public Safety Officer Medals of Valor on Monday and holding meetings with the Greek Prime Minister. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans are finding some grocery store shelves empty as supply chain disruptions continue to impact the United States. Michigan Republican Congresswoman Lisa McClain says this is a result of government restrictions.
If government gets out of the way, gives some power to the business people in America, they'll actually figure out how to be productive, and this crazy word called and be more energy efficient and energy conscientious.
The United States is also dealing with the highest prices in 40 years, especially at the gas pump. Border communities are concerned with the lack of White House visits to the southern border as illegal immigrants continue to cross into the country at the highest levels in two decades. Eagle Pass Mayor Pro Tem Yolanda Ramon joins Fox News and says her city feels overlooked.
We aren't totally being ignored here in the border, and that's not, you know, what the U.S. should be about.
Court is back in session on Monday in Virginia in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial. Before taking a more than week-long pause, Heard took the stand testifying in her own defense and again accusing her former husband of being abusive. Depp suing Heard for $50 million for an op-ed she wrote in the Washington Post in December 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We are all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, 34 after the hour. What's your problem? We'll fix it. We're here, the fix-its. The ladies of the DJ. I can't fix anything, you know. I might be able to fix a flat tire on a tractor, but in terms of fixing stuff, these ladies are really good at it. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. So here's a problem that needs fixing. I thought it was interesting. Bette Midler was on about this. We've talked about a little bit here. A lot of people have talked about this problem with baby formula. So Bette Midler says, try breastfeeding. Okay. Well, that's all right if it works. Some people can't breastfeed.
But, like, how stupid.
You think she could do better than that?
Well, but then she doubled down and was like, okay, fine, and then hashtag wet nurse. Like, everybody can afford that.
So what's going on with
that?
Wet nurse?
A wet nurse is somebody who helps take care of the baby, but they are lactating and they can breastfeed.
Breastfeed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, sure. Okay, Bette Midler, thank you for your white privilege. Thank you for your doubling down on white privilege. Awesome.
Why is that considered white privilege? I don't get that.
Well, it's certainly privilege, right? I mean, it's a very ignorant thing for her to say.
Well,
and a lot of
ignorant.
Women were...
We're calling her out because it seems like it's pretty inappropriate, but it does bring, it focuses or shines some light on this issue which we've been talking about here for the past week or so. The shortage of baby formula is real, real, real. And is it just because Similac can't make because of the stuff that in their factory, things that get into it? Or is there some other, are there more babies?
Well, part of the reason, there are a lot of people who are analyzing this issue right now. And
yeah, that's what I'm
part of the reason there's a huge monopoly. Abbott is the company that makes Similac, and it's basically like there's no competition on the shelves. Mm-hmm. And so when one company goes down, the whole sector
goes down. You know why there
isn't?
Because they bought up all the competition.
Right.
So here's another example of the government and the Department of Justice or whoever it is.
It's a huge monopoly.
Looks at these mergers and says, oh, okay, well, that'll be good for everybody. When all the merger operators say, well, we'll be less expensive and the product will be better. And it's all the same crap.
Yep.
It's always the same. Always worse. Give me one example of some huge conglomerate that took over another huge conglomerate or merged with them and things were better for the consumer after that. I challenge you to find one example of that, where prices were cheaper, service was better, the product was more consistent. Give me one example. One!
I can't think of any.
Yeah.
I can't
think of
any.
Nope.
No.
Amazon has kind of ruined Whole Foods, so I don't know. I mean, I can't even think of an example.
Yeah. So here we go with this circumstance, and the price gouging is happening. If you can find some of this stuff online, good luck.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There is some formula that has been made in Ireland that has been brought over where they can get it. But what is the alternative? If you can't lactate, if you can't find baby formula, what happened in the good old days? They took milk from a cow.
Well, you don't produce enough. I mean, it's so crazy.
A lot of people who have had twins or even triplets are dealing with that, where they're just not making enough to feed all of their babies.
Okay, but so what in the before there was all there was before there was no baby formula, before maybe there have to have been circumstances where mothers couldn't produce any milk for their children.
I think they would take, like, what was it, honey or cellulose or something that they would add to milk, I think. But you have a lot of parents who are trying to do that, make their own formula, and it's dangerous for the baby. So that's not a great idea.
So did babies, there was a time when, I can remember even when I was a child, when mothers would come to the farm for raw milk, and they would take the milk home, and they would boil it. And then they'd feed it to their children, and they would add stuff. You're just suggesting honey. I just remembered honey being put into it sometimes. Other
something or
things.
I can't remember what it was, but they would add things to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, now we don't do that anymore. And
well, we become dependent on having a bottle. Okay, we'll go to the store. Here's a bottle of this stuff. So what I'm trying to do is give people an idea if we can find. I looked this up, and I couldn't find. I'm really intrigued by this. And it's such a wonderful example of what happens when one company controls the source of supply. Okay, so now we get through that. What do you do? What can we offer to our listeners as a way to, you know, at any price?
It's frightening. I mean, people are just saying, call your doctor, go to take your baby to the
hospital. Oh, as good
as
that do. Yeah. So.
Well, I guess they have supplies or something at the hospital. What outraged a bunch of people is that there are pallets of baby formula found at the border last week, which I think there was a lot of questions about that at the White House press briefing. Like, what is it doing at the border when American babies aren't getting access?
And what
to
was
it
doing at the border?
Saki's answer was that it was just, it's morally right to have it there. And was kind of a non-answer.
You mean, but this is for mothers bringing babies over now, illegally?
People. Well, not necessarily illegally. No, if they're at this, if they're there at the facility, then they're not trying to cross illegally.
They were apprehended, most likely.
So, but I mean, this whole debate of whose baby is worthy of the formula. I mean, this is of course naturally being turned into something political, and I saw a lot of ugly stuff on social media this weekend about that. It's just, I don't know. People who are anti-abortion and claim to love all the babies. They don't want babies to be fed if they're coming across the border. It's just babies are hungry,
but at this point, it's like, I guess when the administration knows that there's stuff going on with American babies, why is it being sent there first? And I think that's concerning.
I mean, obviously,
number one. And then number two, the other thing that was interesting is that Abbott came out and, you know, obviously they're fighting back because their reputation looks terrible. And Abbott said that they've been trying to get a hold of the FDA, that they're ready to run and they're ready to open up this facility in Sturgis. It's been closed down and they're not getting a return phone call from the FDA to open up and go. Like, what is happening? Who's told the FDA?
Phone call, that's it?
Well, the FDA has a big part of this as well because they, you know, the Abbott facility had so many issues and it was shut down. And then they had the contamination in the formula and it was a mess. And I don't know if the FDA was like, you know, how Boeing was allowed to just, you know, do their own self-inspections. Did the FDA allow Abbott to do that too? Because they got away with this for a long time. This didn't just happen overnight.
Nope, it never does. But there, here we are. I just find it.
But if they're ready to go, and we know we have a problem, for the FDA not to be sitting on their doorstep regardless of whether they're ready to go or not, the FDA should be sitting on their doorstep saying, "You need to get this in order.
So,
we need to get you up and running again." And
let me ask you this question: with regard to women who can lactate, are there women who sell their excess? Let's say they have a breast pump. And they pump out extra, they freeze it sometimes. I remember when Tony...
My friends shared their breast milk.
Yeah, that's what I'm questioning here. Women who have... I remember Tony had lots of extra milk, and she froze it when Brendan and Megan were coming along. And they breastfed up until, I don't know, 18 months, it seems to me, somewhere in there. And so can you... Is that realistic to... There ought to be I'm not suggesting a black market...
Is a black market already.
Yeah,
a lot of people do sell their stuff. Women, and also good for Tony for going 18 months. That is epic. That's amazing. But a lot of people that can do it physically and mentally, because it's not just about physical.
Yeah.
They are doing it. They are absolutely. And if you know somebody who, if you are able to do that, and you know other people who are struggling and they have kids, they're probably sharing it with their friends, I would think. I would hope.
No. Mothers, let me see if I remember this. Tony used to enjoy the time with Megan and Brendan when they were breastfeeding. And I know that Sophie, who's my daughter-in-law, is breastfeeding Jasper. And it's like the mother enjoys that time. There's a connection that happens there. I don't think I'm overemphasizing it. I think
it's person to person. Personally, I loved it. I was only able to breastfeed Mac for 4 days because I wasn't producing enough. And what I was producing, it was making him sick. But when I was actually feeding him that time, it was so beautiful and I definitely cherished it. But then when I had to go on the breast pump, I hated that. I felt like I was being violated by a machine. I felt like I was subhuman. When I had Mac, that was amazing. But when I was on that machine, that was awful.
Not so much. Yeah, I understand. I hear what you're saying. I don't know what made me think about this. I've said before, my wife, Tony, the only woman that I was ever married to, the marriage didn't last, but our relationship did, she was a nun. And there's apparently a movement among nuns to join TikTok. And the theme of this is we're not all old ladies reading the Bible. Now, what we're supposed to glean out of that, I'm not sure. But there's a TikTok video floating around of some nuns from Sister, St. John the Baptist Church in New Jersey, where you are. There must be some of that in the local yokels department.
Haven't heard anything, but
No.
Okay?
So why would it be so unusual for nuns to be on TikTok? TikTok is usually dancing and stuff, isn't it? Isn't it entertainment?
No, it can be anything. It's cooking. It's everything. It's okay. Yeah, it's not like one category. But I guess they're doing hashtag convent life. That's what their series is. Sure.
Oh my God.
Go for it.
Yeah. I just remember Tony's story.
If it brings people's understanding to that,
yeah,
good.
Sure, yeah, it should be fun. Yeah. All right, the Judd family had a celebration of life over the weekend for Naomi Judd. The sisters were there, lots of other people. And one of the things, you remember, she killed herself, she shot herself. And the part of the memorial was aimed at talking about mental health. They had the mother's therapist at the memorial to talk about what she had been going through. And I wonder
that's
how many
so
people
brave
have
brave to share all
yeah,
that.
Telling
really
that
is.
Story? Yeah.
I applaud that. I didn't know that. That's, wow,
I
that's
too.
Moving.
Yeah, right. I think that's very, it's special. And
it shouldn't be swept under the rug,
you know.
And so I think it's great that they really are just going all in.
Yeah. And the causes for it? My sisters and I were together over the weekend, and we had a couple of hours talking about family stuff, which we do maybe now. My younger sister, is all about this. Whenever she works. My oldest sister lives in Minneapolis, so she's here with maybe once a month or so to see her kids and grandchildren. But when my sister is like manic about getting us together to talk about stuff, she gets out books. She had a book about, you know, I've talked to you a little bit about the characters in my family, my grandmother's brothers who were all Al Capone workers and all got massacred, and my grandfather who used to steal cars and sell them.
I think this is that streak, Jen, about the lack of authority or respect for it.
Yes, maybe he's an officer.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just there's a lot of stuff there. But we all have a family tree, and it got to be something that I think you teach the other members of your family about. The DJV download, something else is a teaching time, I suppose. Most recent one discusses labor unions, fair trade, lottery winners and losers, that sort of stuff on the DJV download. You can find that. Also discussion last week of Mercury going retrograde. We're in the middle of that right now. Check out the progress at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
With more Americans now vaccinated against COVID-19, they should start returning to routine health care and get caught up on preventive screenings. That's according to the American Medical Association, which adds that this is particularly important for their other critical immunizations, as well as screenings for cancer. The group also says that everyone who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine, including boosters, should still get vaccinated if they aren't already. To learn more, visit ama-assn.org.
Every day, 43 kids are diagnosed with cancer in the U.S. It is the leading cause of death by disease in children. Research leads to cures, but only 4% of the federal budget for cancer research is dedicated to childhood cancer. Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation is helping find a cure by funding cutting-edge research into all types of childhood cancer. To learn how you can be part of the breakthroughs that will help kids beat cancer, visit alexslemonade.org.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, 53 after the hour, Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit, is serving jury duty. At this moment, he's in the line. He's going to be, they have a filtration process, right? When all of you have served, have you not, Jay?
I never have, no.
Haven't you? Never
no,
been
I've
asked
never been called to do
really?
So.
Wow. Victoria?
I've gone twice to jury duty, but I was never picked for anything, so I only had to stay for like an hour.
I was picked a number of times. I've been foreman twice. Very interesting experience, frankly. One of them was a really serious, very serious case, and another one was a speeding sort of a case. And it was, the system as it works, it's a great civics lesson that everybody should go through. People say, "I don't want to serve. How do I get out?" Now that's the wrong attitude. This is a great experience that you should all have. Anyway, so that's where Tommy is. Thus, our focus on food news after this.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had
paper stack. It was all in spreadsheets and like folders. From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
All right, now let's get to what Subway is doing. Got a problem. They're, like a lot of other restaurants, running out of cold cuts. Wow, this is difficult. Well, the avian flu may be a participant in this to a point, at least with chicken, but turkey as well, hard to come by. But they're having trouble with ham and roast beef, too, and I'm wondering what the problem with that is. Because there have been bird flu problems all around the country, that's for sure. But that's driven up the price of eggs and poultry and stuff. If in fact you go to the supermarket or wherever you get your food, the prices are going bananas. Go to the local farmer and get your eggs. We've got a lot of eggs. Somebody came yesterday onto the farm, because on the weekends we were opened up. People come and visit, we do tours, and people have ice cream and milk and cheese and stuff. And so somebody came and went with the kid that takes care of the chickens. They just brought a bucket with them, and loaded up. Must have 200 eggs that they gathered in about 15, 20 minutes. And then they all washed them, and they had these big, like two dozen, have you ever seen those? These cartons that hold two dozen eggs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Filling them right up. Clean them up. But, you know, it's $8 a dozen as well. It should be, frankly. Now, the other side of this, the meat industry may not, well, there may be shortages, but it may be price gouging, kind of the same way the gas companies are gouging you when you go to the gas station. So the meat industry, say, the claims of beef and pork shortages early on to keep the processing plants running, they kept them going, but there wasn't enough stuff to feed. There's a committee that's looking at Smithfield, which is run by the Chinese, and Tyson Foods, which the Chinese are trying to buy. See, this is the no good comes
well, this is,
from
right,
selling.
They lied, and that's what this report shows. This is a bipartisan report. This is, you know. But, yeah, they basically have found through so many, 151,000 pages of documents, interviews. I mean, they've done so much work on this. And they found that, yeah, so in the beginning, when everyone was worried about shortages and stuff, Tyson and Smithfield, they lied to the Trump administration and said, oh, no, we have to keep all of our meat packing plants open. We can't close because there's going to be a meat shortage and empty shelves. And what, you know, look, what administration wants to hear a major producer come and say, oh, you're going to have empty shelves? And, you know, so 334,000 coronavirus cases have been linked to meat packing plants.
Yep.
And it was $11 billion in economic damage, having all those people
sick. And Smithfield, which is run by the Chinese, were bigger liars in this than Tyson were. They had all kinds of excuses. Man, oh man. 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.